I'm Tom Hall. This is Midday. We begin today with Congressman Elijah Cummings. He represents Maryland's 7th District, and he chairs the House Committee on Oversight and Reform. We'll hear about what issues the committee will be looking into now that the Democrats control the agenda. And Baltimore State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby has announced that her office will no longer prosecute people for having marijuana, regardless of the amount and regardless of any previous criminal record. She joins me to talk about the reasons why. Plus, a tribute to Gilbert Sandler. Baltimore's iconic rock on tour would have celebrated his 96th birthday on Sunday. We'll hear an interview with Gil in which he talks about the art of crafting the perfect story. Midday gets underway right after these headlines. Good afternoon and welcome on this snowy Friday to Midday. I'm Tom Hall. If you're in your car, drive safely. Stay well behind the person who's in front of you. Coming up in a few minutes, a conversation with Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. We'll talk about her decision to stop prosecutions of people found with marijuana. But we begin today with Congressman Elijah Cummings. He represents the 7th District and he is the chair of the House Committee on Oversight and Reform. Congressman, good to have you back.
I am glad to be with you.
Let me begin by asking you how you're feeling. Last year, you had some serious health challenges. How are you doing these days?
I'm doing great. As a matter of fact, the only problem I have right now is my knee. I had 2 surgeries on the knee, and the last one was, well, actually, I had them 2 days in a row back in January. But it's coming along. But other than that, man, I'm doing fine. And as far as the knee pain is concerned, it's nothing that a Tylenol will not resolve. So I'm doing fine.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. It was widely reported right after the election that when you became chair of the Oversight Committee, your first panel was going to concern Michael Cohen on the 7th of February. That turns out, of course, not to be true. You've already had your first hearing of the committee, and you talked about prescription drugs. This happened 3 days ago on Tuesday. What did you find out?
Well, we found out that a lot of Americans are unable to afford the high cost of drugs. We had one witness, a hall, who came in. Her name was Miss Worsham, and she was from Ohio. And she came in and talked about her 22-year-old daughter, whose prescriptions had gone up so much that she simply could not afford it. Her daughter has diabetes, type 1 diabetes. And her daughter died at 22 years old because she could not afford the prescription that was now $333 per month. She's dead. We also heard from experts in the industry, not in the industry, but experts who have studied the problem. And basically, they said that there's a lot of greed taking place, that there are a lot of manufacturers and middle people who are jacking up the price of drugs overnight that has nothing to do with research and development, but is based on advertising and giving money back to their stockholders. As a matter of fact, they testified that in the third quarter of 2018 alone, the prescription drug industry profited over $1 billion. What we're trying to do is find out as much information as we can about why you can go into a drugstore in January and a prescription costs you $75, and then you come back in May and it may be $375. And a lot of it, again, is based on greed. But this is just the first of several hearings that we are going to have. I also want to bring in some of the industry folks so that they can explain, that is the pharmaceutical industry folks, to explain to us why they're going up on their prices Where is the money going? And what can we do to reduce the price of these drugs?
And the president has, at the very least, given some lip service to his desire to also see prescription drug prices come down. Do you think that there's an opening here for a bipartisan legislative remedy?
I do believe that there is a good possibility. I met with Secretary Azar of HHS about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and then I just talked to him yesterday, and I think we're going to be able to work out some exactly what it's going to be. I don't know. You got to keep in mind, Mr. Hall, that there are literally, I think it's 1,400 pharmaceutical industry lobbyists on Capitol Hill. And that industry is spending millions upon millions of dollars lobbying the Congress. And so, you know, we've got our hands full. But let's be clear. I have been trying to get these kinds of hearings before our committee over the last 2 years, but our Republican friends did not want me to be able, did not cooperate with me in getting them, you know, getting certain people in the industry and into our hearing room. Now that I'm the chairman, I have the opportunity and the honor of being able to call my own witnesses. And so I'm working with my Republican friends, and I'm hoping, and I'm working with the president, and I've had, as you probably know, I had a meeting with the president on this subject about, I guess maybe 2 years ago now.
Right.
And we had a good discussion. He said to me something that he had said before, and that is the drug companies are getting away with murder. Those are his words. And that we had to do something about it. So I'm hoping that this issue is one where we can join hands and get something done for the American people. I think there's a 50-50 shot. And we'll be able to do that.
And looking ahead to other priorities of your committee, there's, you know, obviously the subjects that the various committees take up to a certain extent need to be coordinated. I mean, next week we have Congressman Lewis, your colleague, who is the head of the House Ways and Means Subcommittee on Oversight. They're going to look into having Mr. Trump release his tax returns. There's a variety of issues that people are going to be taking up as the course of this Congress continues. What are the big priorities for you looking forward?
The big priorities for me, right, my number one priority right this minute, believe it or not, is the census. We're about to enter into a new census operation, and I'm sure your listeners know, but the census determines how much money is divvied out to the various states and locales throughout our country over the next 10 years.
And we have Secretary Ross saying that, you know, they want to add a question about citizenship to the census.
That's exactly right. That's why I'm bringing, I've already scheduled Secretary Ross, and he's already agreed to come before my committee on March the 14th so that he can explain to us an inaccuracy, and I'm treating it very lightly by saying inaccuracy, where he said that the question came from, citizenship question came from DOJ when DOJ says that's not true. But the citizenship question is very, very significant. We don't want it in there because, first of all, you don't need it. But second of all, what it will do, particularly in this day and age, it will cause a lot of people not to fill out the forms because they've seen what has happened with regard to immigration and ICE and the children being left at the border, and a lot of people will be fearful that if they participate in any kind of government survey, that it may bring harm to them or their families, or they'll be locked up. And so what we're trying to do is pull that question out so that is, right now it's a proposed question, and I believe that because of our efforts so far, that question will not be included, but we really want a Secretary Ross to come before us on March the 14th, swear to tell the truth, and then explain to us why it is that he was not truthful with us when he came before us before.
It was reported that you sent well more than 50 letters to various agencies in the White House requesting documents, requesting information about various topics. What's your response been? Has the White House and the cabinet been cooperating?
They have been cooperating to a greater extent than they have in the past. Keep in mind, Mr. Hall, that when the Republicans were in control, we would request documents together. That is, Democrats and Republicans would join together to request documents. When we requested documents of the White House and the administration, their response was, hell no, we're not giving you anything. And they didn't. And the reason why they didn't is because they knew that the Republicans in control of Congress were not going to issue any subpoenas. Now it's a new day. Again, I am now the chairman. The Democrats are in control. And they fully understand that they have to comply with our request or face a subpoena. And I don't want to be giving out subpoenas. Now, to answer your question, I have met with White House counsel and people representing the president. As a matter of fact, I have a meeting coming up this week where we're going to sit down and go through the various issues that we may have outstanding with regard to documents. And it's just not documents, Mr. Hall. It's also requests for personnel to come in to explain to us certain things that may have happened in the White House. For example, we want the people who gave the security clearances to Mr. Porter, Mr. Flynn, and others, and Jared Kushner. We want them to come in, the people who gave the approval, even after career people said they should not have security clearances. We need to talk to those people. So I see much more cooperation than I saw when the Republicans were in control. And there's a reason for this, Mr. Hall, and that is that we believe that the American people, even the people who love everything that the president does, based on this last election, want to have accountability. And all we're trying to do is do what the first, what we are mandated to do under the first article of the Constitution, and that is we are to be a check and balance on the executive branch, and we're going to do that.
One quick question, because I know we need to let you go. Michael Cohen was scheduled to appear before your committee next week. That's been postponed, and he cited fears of intimidation by Mr. Trump and Mr. Giuliani around his family. He is going to speak to the House Intel Committee next week. He's also scheduled to speak in closed session to the Senate Intel Committee on February 12th. Will he also appear before your committee at some point?
As sure as night becomes day, and day becomes night, he will appear in an open hearing before the Oversight Committee.
Congressman Elijah Cummings, he's the chair of the House Committee on Oversight and Reform. Congressman, thanks so much, and have a good weekend, sir.
I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
By the way, this program note, coming up Monday, my guest for the hour here on Midday will be Senator Chris Van Hollen. Coming up now, after a quick break, Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby joins me. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.